The Michael Leachin-led Economic Growth Council recently held its first quarterly press briefing, highlighting several ongoing initiatives to generate growth for the country. We tell you more on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. As part of efforts to grow Jamaica's economy, the government is moving to forge mutually beneficial partnerships with non-traditional trading partners. As part of this effort, representatives of the Economic Growth Council, EGC, visited the State of Israel in early January. In outlining the results of the visit, Chairman of the EGC, Michael Leachin, outlined that council representatives met with key players in the Israeli economy and have secured a return trip geared at generating more tangible economic opportunities for Jamaica.
We intend to go back, have a meeting with the top 50 Israeli companies and tell them about the great things that are happening in Jamaica and bring them to Jamaica. So this is the beginning.
One potential area of collaboration between both countries is the creation of financial instruments targeting members of the Jamaican diaspora. Mr. Leachin outlined that Israel, through the Israel Bonds Corporation, is a world leader in the creation of bonds and other financial instruments for its citizens around the world. Jamaica has engaged the services of a director of the Israel Bonds Corporation, Gideon Sitterman, to help craft a plan for the island.
There are a lot of likenesses between Israel and Jamaica in terms of the diaspora community. We now have a plan that's based on expertise. We'll now be able to work with someone who we can leverage from their expertise and infrastructure.
Among the ideas being considered is the development of bonds targeting Jamaicans residing in the United States, Canada, and United Kingdom, as obtains for the Jewish state. Mr. Sitterman expressed optimism that Jamaica can be successful in this venture based on the inflow of remittances to the island.
Around 20% of the income of Jamaica is remittances coming from families abroad. So be partners of a new era in which you are participating in creating wealth for you, the Jamaican nation. They will have the chance to come back and be part of the new approach to get growth.
Meanwhile, the EGC is projecting that there are approximately $3 billion US in investment projects in the pipeline for Jamaica up to 2019. Speaking at the press conference, EGC Council member Adam Stewart said the projects, some of which are already underway, span several sectors, including mining, tourism, shipping, and business process outsourcing. Among the undertakings is the $1 billion US investment in the upgrading of the Alpart Alumina Refinery in St. Elizabeth by Chinese entity Jiquan Iron and Steel Company Limited, JISCO, expected to provide 3,000 permanent jobs. Other projects include Kingston Wharves Limited's opening up 150,000 square feet of space and the Heineken Group's earmarking of 3,000 acres of land for cassava cultivation. The investments, he adds, are projected to create thousands of direct jobs, with over 100,000 Jamaicans slated to benefit indirectly in coming years.
This is only a snapshot. $3+ billion, 15,000 new direct jobs, times the 7x multiplier, takes us over 100,000 Jamaicans affected temporarily through construction and over the long term. This does not factor linkages. We are on the cusp of something fantastic. It is our Jamaica to fix.
In the meantime, Mr. Stewart used the opportunity to urge stakeholders in the agriculture sector to invest in the growing of berries. He says the cultivation of berries presents a viable opportunity, considering the high demand for the many varieties of berries within the tourism sector.
We have 32,000 rooms in Jamaica that every day are buying berries. Strawberries, raspberries, blueberries for our customers. We have arable land for berries above a certain altitude in this country, but we have not connected an entrepreneur with a cash flow.
He adds that the EGC is actively working with sector groups in both agriculture and tourism to create a plan to generate interest and investment in growing the fruits, and urged stakeholders to come forward where interested. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.